Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah,
4009. All right, let me look up your information real fast. Give me 1 second. Just to verify, it was 2511-0401-0000?
No, it's 0020.
Okay.
4009.
Okay. Okay, is this Ms. Tesoros?
Yes.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Luis Garduno.
Okay, how do you spell that?
G is a George, G A R, D is a David, U, N is a Nancy, O.
Okay.
Okay. Well, my first question, the big question is, the loans that you offer, the way of repayment, is a daily payment?
We have different options. Before we get into that, we have daily, weekly, and monthly, but right before we get into that, can I get a good phone number just in case we get disconnected?
Okay, 626. Area code and the phone number is 922-5352.
Okay, and then I have to verify some information real fast just for some security reasons, and then I can answer those questions. Billing address is 1324 West Francisquito.
Yes.
West Covina, California 91790. Okay, and how do you, what's the structure of the company? I know you guys are incorporated. Is that an S Corp or a C Corp?
A C Corp.
C Corp?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
The business has been 14 years.
Oh, nice. Okay.
14 years, but corporation started on 2010.
Okay. What were you guys before that? Were you guys a sole prop?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, just let me know what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, first, we have some experience with the loans, 5-6 loans already, and right now, last year we had only one location. Last year we got in second location. So, and now we're trying to go to the, we're in the fruit business with the Tropicana fruit. It's like a fast food, fruit, juices, smoothies, all that stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's growing. So now we have the chance to go to the wholesale business in fruit, like distribution of fruit and like all type of, cups, plates, spoons, all the plastic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a bigger lawn, and that's what we're looking at. That's
okay.
Why I asked you. We want, like, some, I know you guys sometimes offer, like, that type of lines of credit for business.
Sometimes. Now, since you're familiar with the working capital, who have you worked with before?
We're working with Credibly.
Okay.
You hear about that bank? Yeah, Credibly. And over here in California, and it's Quick Bridge. And I don't remember the other one, but those are the two that I remember now.
Okay, in other words, yeah, we're actually down in San Diego too. So yeah, I've heard of Credibly. Do you have a current current balance with them right now?
Yes, I do have it with Credibly, and that's why I'm looking for some type, different types of. If it's gonna be through merchant, I know you're not gonna do it. If it's a monthly payment, and it's a different than merchant, then we can work something out. That's why I asked you if we don't have any. You don't have any program for me to go monthly, and it's not a merchant repayment, then we can work something out. If not, then I'll have to keep looking.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, just curious, what is the balance on that Credibly one? Do you happen to have a rough figure on the balance?
Yeah, they gave me like almost 40,000.
Okay.
And I owe like 20 maybe.
20? Okay. And those are daily payments? Do you know what the daily payment is?
Yeah, I got those daily payments, so that's what I'm telling you. You cannot do anything else.
Right, I got you.
There has to be something else.
Okay.
If you have something, fine. If not, then I'll have to keep going.
No, yeah, I understand. Well, we have different options. We have monthly, we have weekly, we have daily. It all depends on, the business structure, the health of it, and things like that. You know, what I'm here to do is get you qualified for the best program. You know, if you want monthly, I'll try to get you qualified for monthly. If you want weekly, I'll try to get you qualified for weekly. That's what I'm here to do for you.
The monthly, how does that work? What do you have in that?
I'm not too sure on how that works. That's more of our underwriting department. I just know you can do monthly payments. I think it's like in micro payments, I think it is. But that's totally up to them. But, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to get you qualified for the best deal. Now, how much are you looking to take out?
Well, we're looking to get a 50 to, 100,000. That's what we need.
Okay.
To go on to this business. And I'm working different ways right now. I'm applying to the bank for a line of credit, putting my property as my house as a collateral, and they might approve me for a line of credit. So I don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for. I think you have something for me, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It would just require some paperwork and things like that. But before we get into that, I just want to let you know, a little feedback off what you just told me about your bank with the line of credit. Is that through your local bank? Like, is that who you bank with, who you're trying to get the line of credit with?
Those banks, they're very tough right now. They're not, even though you're qualified, they're not doing it. So I'm going to another bank. It's a smaller bank, and I apply yesterday, so I might have a shot on that one.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you have a deadline of when you need to get this money by?
Well, we're starting the business. We started it 2 weeks ago, so we need some money to keep going.
Okay, I gotcha. Now, bring me back to the bank that you just applied for. That's why they're taking forever. That's how banks work nowadays, ever since 2008. They have a hard time lending money to people. So they take, sometimes they take like 3 months just to get back to you and just to say no. You know what I mean? That's where we come in place. We can get you approved, like, an answer.
I know, that's
within,
why I applied to those other banks. But I mean,
okay.
I'm beyond with you. I have that loan. I know it's going to be hard to repay it. And credibly, and then if you don't have an option for me to go, that is something that is not a merchant repayment, then I will not be able to do anything with you.
Okay.
You know
Yeah, no, I absolutely understand. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
680.
680? Okay. And what's your gross annual sales looking like? How much did you guys do in sales last year?
Right now we're doing like on the business, the restaurant businesses, we're doing like 30,000 per month. And on the wholesale business, we're doing another last 15,000 in 2 weeks. We did that. So the sales are going to be a big sales over there because it's the wholesale business.
Okay.
We sell wholesale fruit, and we're bringing it from all over the place, things mm-hmm. like that.
Okay. All right.
And
let me see here. I'm just doing some hand notes here. You're all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have a plan B? Like, let's say it doesn't work out with us. I know you say you're going to go just to other, but you're just going to keep sopping around?
Well, I have a plan B, yes. The basic idea is to get along through one of you guys' banks.
Mm-hmm.
If I can. If not, then like I said, I'm applying to to get a line of credit through a bank and put in my house as a collateral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my plan B. And that's
okay. So
if I didn't find anything, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. You know, I'm one of the senior reps over here. I've been here for a while. I've been here for like 2 years. I know what I'm doing. I will definitely get you qualified for the best program I can. Absolutely. I definitely don't want you to put up collateral, like your house for collateral. You know, that's getting into your personal stuff. You never know what might happen with the business, you know.
Right.
You have to think realistically, you know. If something goes down with the economy, now your house is up for collateral, especially if you can't make those payments. So I definitely don't want you to go that route. Let's see what we can do for you here first, and then we can go from there.
Yeah. See.
You know, because that's, you know, I've had business owners do that before, and sometimes it doesn't always end up very good. And lines of credit, too. Lines of credit are good sometimes, but the thing with those things is that they don't offer you very much, especially if you're not banking with them, because the way lines of credit work is, you know, you're pretty much just lending your own money to yourself. And sometimes they cap out. Like, if you're looking for, you know, 50 to 100,000, they might approve you for like 20,000, and then you're capped out. You know what I mean? So that's where we come in handy. So why don't we do this? What's a good email for you?
It's Leon, Leon. Dot Nodurga. Nancy O. D. David. U. R. S. Robert. G. S. George. A. Napu. Gmail.
At Gmail? Okay. And just to confirm with you, it's Leon, so it's Leon dot N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, D as in Delta, U as in Uniform, R as in Romeo, G as in George, A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
At Gmail. Okay. So what I'll do is I will send you an email. It'll have just a list of things that I'll need just to get you, you know, an answer here. I could probably get you an answer maybe, hopefully, by tomorrow afternoon on what we can do for you. You know, it's going to be a short list. It's going to be the application, 6 months of bank statements, tax return, and I think they should do it. You have merchant statements, right?
All right.
Yeah? Okay.
All right.
And let's do it. And then when do you think you should be able to get that paperwork back to me?
Okay.
Okay. Do you think you could get that paperwork back to me today? Hello? Hello? Leon?